listen now on your digital radio. But right here on BBC Radio 3, Lopa Qatari and Catherine Tickell take a look back at a year of the best in global roots music. It's Music Planet.
Well, hello and a very warm welcome to all you Music Planeteers. I hope you've had a lovely festive season so far. My fellow host Catherine Tickell is with me tonight and we have got a cracker of a show for you, haven't we, Catherine?
We certainly have. And I'm hoping, Lopa, that we can try to keep the festive puns to a minimum.
Putting a damper on my festive spirits here, but I will try my best. Ho, ho, ho. Well, to all of you out there, put your feet up, forget about your to-do list, and don't you worry about the cooking, because I'm sure there's plenty of leftovers to keep you going well into next week. And easing us in this evening are the sounds of the Bakanga Guitar Trio, a gentle gem of a track called Come Again, which can be found on Zulu Guitar Blues, a compilation released on Matsuri Music back in May.
I love you.
Finland's Ashu and the title track of their album, The Crossroads, that they recorded with Ulla Prithvijärvi. You know, Sami music absolutely does it for me. And Prithvijärvi in particular, she's got this exceptional ability to express herself wholeheartedly in the world of today and yet stay true to her ancient music traditions. Catherine, what are you going to follow that one with?
Well, I've been really enjoying this opportunity to look back at the year and choose some of my favourite releases and also looking at some of the Music Planet sessions that we've done. So this next track is from a Breton group called Iben that I just discovered recently. I played a track from their new album, Dinascan, just a few shows back. And I love the way that they carry that real depth of tradition in their music, but very effortlessly, just moving between very modern arrangements and textures and always retaining that quintessentially Breton sound.
Dans à brev à mene, dans à brev au prime, dans à brev à mene, stokon kenakin, dans à brev à mene, dans à brev au prime, dans à brev à mene, stokon kenakin. Chez enfant d'âge, ça l'a haché. Elle pète rien trop, elle va jouer du talipac à son étude. Il n'a deux îlots de son devoir. Allez chez enfant d'âge, ça l'a haché. Elle pète rien trop, elle va jouer du talipac à son étude. Il n'a deux îlots de son devoir. Allez chez l'enfer ta gueule sonne la roche, elle pète une bonne roche au du talipat que son étude dit du.
Il n'a des îlots de son doigt. Allez chez l'enfer ta gueule sa garage, elle pète un trois roche au du talipat que son étude dit du.
Pas d'y faut pomme des noms à l'eau à grand libon, nos faoué gouené mais le noir, mais doyé dans la gosse prenez nos causes, elles ont un valeur et vie dans nos.
Pas d'y faut pomme des noms à l'eau à grand libon, nos faoué gouené mais le noir, mais doyé dans la gosse prenez nos causes, elles ont un valeur et vie dans nos. Mais il n'a stoppé de star magalon, d'as son en danse, la gaspé dans nos.
Meninas toko des tam angalon, ta son don danse des pelona, on danse nos os que dans les nevi, et dans les ti va ramener.
Dans sa breva meni, dans sa breio prim, dans sa breva meni, sto con che na kin, dans sa breva meni, dans sa breio prim, dans sa breva meni, sto con che na kin.
Il n'a
deux îlots de son doigt, allez chez grand-père ta gueule sa glarache, elle pète rien trop à rejou du talipat qu'à son étude, t'es du.
Oh, I love that track, Catherine. I see what you mean by Breton, but it's not easy to kind of describe, is it? When you hear it, you kind of know it?
Yes. I think there's something, for me, it's in the shape of the melodic line and maybe a little bit of the timbre of the voices. But if you've ever been to any of the Breton dances, you just really recognise that sound. And they do a lot of singing for dancing as well. That's very characteristic of that tradition.
Well, I was going to say, I love their kind of close harmonies. Mm. I mean, they're so good at that, isn't they?
They certainly are.
Well, that was a lovely new group that's come to our attention this year at Music Planet called Eben. You know, I love it when we go out into the venues for these great concerts and gigs and festivals happening. And Catherine, this next track is from a festival that you went to, isn't it?
Yes, I was at the Flamenco Festival at Sadler's Wells in London. And it was just so great sitting there for a very intimate performance from Ángeles Toledano. I particularly loved the fact that there was a really big Spanish contingent in the audience, and just sitting in amongst them and listening to them responding to Ángeles and her responding to them was just beautiful.
Cerquita del río, aquella noche corrí en medio de los caminos. Miro a la luna, miro a mi amor, va vistiendo de plata mi corazón. Cuando llega la noche me hace despertar, ella es la que ilumina mi camino. Detrás de la montaña y he visto la luz del día. Los pajarillos cantan coplillas por bulería. Cancela Dios a la tara, todavía dormía. Un sendero de bronce y de cristal me guía. Las agujas del reloj se cablan en el alma cuando pienso mucho en ti, deteniéndose el tiempo y la distancia entre tú y yo. Un soplo de aire frío quiere llevarme hasta allí. Miro a la luna, miro a mi amor, va vistiendo de plata mi corazón. Cuando llega la noche más se despierta, ella es la que ilumina mi camino. Miro a la luna, miro a mi amor, va vistiendo de plata mi corazón. Cuando llega la noche más se despierta, ella es la que ilumina mi camino.
Thank you.
You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Catherine Tickell.
And me, Lopa Katari.
And that was Ángeles Toledano with her guitarist Benito Bernal, recorded live at Sadler's Wells for the London Flamenco Festival, which was in the summer this year.
You know, the thing I find about these incredible flamenco singers is that although they might be quite young, and I think she's only in her 30s
yes.
or something,
early 30s.
They have this way of singing and performing that just seems so mature, so knowledged, you know, and I mean, to experience that in amongst an audience that really do take flamenco to their heart must have been quite something different.
I was just amazed at the way that she encompasses all the emotions and all the extremes in one song, sounding like a vulnerable young girl at times, and then hitting us with the full intensity of that voice. It was quite a performance.
Well, I've got a couple of live recordings for you too. Not a session guest per se, or a gig that we went to, but actually my producer and I snuck into BBC's Maryville Studios, where Ghana's Florence Adoni and her band were recording a session for Giles Peterson's show on Six Music. And, well, we walked away with one song just for us. Yeah, I love Florence's brand of music. I mean, it goes from what she calls fra-fra gospel all the way to what you're going to hear now, which is this kind of funky, smooth-flowing Afrobeat a la Ebo Taylor.
Trio de Cali in session for Music Planet. Awakase Made Jabate on vocals, Madu Keate Ngoni bass, and the amazing Lassana Jabate on balafon. He is such a star, and that track really shows him off. Lupa, that was one of your sessions, wasn't it? I was very jealous.
It was. And it was absolutely brilliant because they were in session for my birthday.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I was really delighted. You know, the thing about the three of them is that they have been around for quite a long time, more than 10 years, but they've only just got round to recording their own debut album. And it's just lovely. They were just so happy to be in the studio and sharing it with us. It was amazing.
They'd done that work with the Kronos Quartet before that, but that was a shared album, wasn't it?
Which is
with
brilliant.
Lucy Durant involved there.
Yeah.
And
she has a magic touch on the music of this part of the world. Brilliant. You are listening to Music Planet with me, Lapa Qatari.
And me, Catherine Tickell.
And what a treat, or you might call it double the trouble. Either way, we're bringing you some of our favourite moments from Music Planet 2025. And this next choice has to be one of the most challenging features we've ever attempted on the programme. I hand it over to you, Catherine.
Yes, the Global Encounters sessions are where we pair two musicians from different traditions who've never recorded together. And this particular pairing I just loved. Polish singer and violinist Kasia Kapela and Indian gharan player Giridhar Udupa. And I just really enjoyed the contrast between the sounds that they both made, the droniness and the emotion of Kasia and the attack and the contrast with the percussive sounds from Giridhar. See what you think of this. It's a traditional Polish piece that they have reinterpreted.
An absolutely brilliant Polish singer and violinist Kasia Kapela and Indian guitar player Giridhar Udupa. I can't believe how well they work together. What a great pairing.
I know, and the way the two voices as well. I mean, everything is so distinct and so contrasting and yet just melds together so beautifully. I'm really hoping that that Global Encounters session has inspired them to go on to do more work together.
Yes, 2026, bring the global encounters on. I'm going to stay with this pared-down, sort of sparse approach to music with my next two picks of the year. I'm going to play something from Guinevere Raymond, who's this fantastic guitarist of a whole different brand of guitar playing. But first of all, I'm going to play something from rising star of the world music scene, Catalan singer and trombonist Rita Páez. She came into the studio with her one-year-old daughter and her mum too, guitarist Elizabeth Roma, who always performs with her. They'd come straight from King's Cross Station, having gigged the night before in Paris. But pros that they are, within minutes, the little one was asleep and they were ready to play.
Nel asfalto prosigue un camino de tierra. Encina y pino seco, nidos de aves, de aves, de aves y abejas. En lo alto del valle viven zorros, viven bestias, pero aquel cervatillo andaba buscando y andaba perdido. ¿Qué será de su suerte? ¿Qué será de la mía? Y él me dijo gritando en plena despedida: voy camino al camino, no hay parada, no hay destino. Siempre que haya que comer, se harán caminos al recorrer. Ese cervatillo que me he cruzado por la carretera, con su morro fino y cuerpo ágil hacia el mar brincando va. ¿Qué es lo que cabe pensar? Y alma que va a ningún lugar. Querer crecer y vagar como alma libre alguna vez. Prosigue y un camino de tierra, encina y pino seco, nidos de aves y abejas. En lo alto del valle viven zorros, viven bestias, pero aquel cervatillo andaba buscando y andaba perdido. ¿Qué será de su suerte? ¿Qué será de la mía? Y él me dijo gritando en plena despedida: voy camino al camino, no hay parada, no hay destino. Siempre que haya que comer, se harán caminos al recorrer. Y ese cervatillo que me he cruzado por la carretera, con su morro fino y cuerpo ágil hacia el mar brincando va. ¿Qué es lo que cabe pensar? Mi alma que va a ningún lugar, querer crecer y vagar como alma libre alguna vez, como alma libre alguna vez.
the super talented Guinevere Raymond, Welsh guitarist, tech gamer with a PhD in astrophysics. Fast and frenzied, yet impeccable finger-picking waltz there. I thought I heard a bit of the Beatles in there.
Well, was it just... No, I was thinking, is that Norwegian wood in the middle? And I was thinking, no, because I remember hearing there was a dulcimer player called Jim Kuza that used to play Norwegian wood. I was thinking, am I just getting reminded of Jim? But if you heard it too, then maybe we did.
Well, can't keep a good tune down. Well, you're listening to Music Planet.
Here on BBC Radio 3.
With me, Lopa Gattari.
And me, Catherine Tickell.
Na kawaru, na.
Orchestra Baobab and a track there called Say, which is never far from my CD player. There is not a moment in my day when their music is not a perfect fit. They recently played at the Barbican in London, sold out and fantabulous. They're back for Celtic Connections on the 24th of January at the Tramway. And Music Planet is going to be coming to you live from Celtic Connections in Glasgow the first weekend on the 17th of January, when we have some special guests that are going to be joining us in the BBC studios at Pacific Quay. Catherine, it doesn't feel quite right being at Celtic Connections without you.
No, I'm actually away on tour myself, and I can't quite believe I'm missing Celtic Connections, but it will be much better for my health because Glasgow is just full of musicians. All the musicians you've ever met when you've been on tour, they all seem to be in Glasgow. And of course, you have to sit up till all hours of the morning with them and catch up. So I might get much more sleep if I'm not in Glasgow at that time.
Well, we are coming to the end of this evening's show, so I thought that it would be good to look ahead in a way. We've come across some great new voices this year, and Burkina Faso's griot, Kaito Winse, was one of them, bringing us his unique brand of wisdom through ancestral song. He'd recorded with his Brussels band, Avalanche Kaito, in the past, but this year he brought out a solo album called Really Bumbu, and it was this track in particular that stood out for me. It's called Wabo. In it, the drum and the flute call out to the wise men and the people of the village who are no more, and tells them that they will not be forgotten and thereby return again one day.
Peter Winsor. That's from the album that he brought out back in February. And there's just something about the urgency of that voice. Also the drum, that range of pitches in that drum is incredible. You can hear him calling out to the elders and the people who'd gone before.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, that's almost it for tonight. I hope you've enjoyed our Songs of Music Planet Past. I'm sorry, Catherine, I had to get one more seasonal reference in there. As ever, you can listen back to this and previous episodes of Music Planet on BBC Sounds. Stay tuned here on BBC Radio 3 for the new music show, which is coming up next. Catherine, you've got one more track to play us out tonight.
Well, we began with that Yoik from Finland, so I thought that I'd close the circle, sort of, with this piece of music from Norway. It's a track that I discovered this year from Norwegian group Hekla Stålstrenger, and they say that this tune's inspired by the energy of the time we live in and by the conversations that take place around the table. So it seemed a perfect way to end for this year.
Well, thank you for tuning in this year and joining us on our musical journeys. Till next time, have a wonderful week ahead and a very happy new year to all of you.
Happy new year.
The Norwegian group Hekla Stålstrenger, ending the year's final edition of Music Planet, which was presented by Lopa Katari and Catherine Tickell. The programme is a reduced listening production for BBC Radio 3. It was produced this week by Sylvia Malnati and Phil Smith.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music.
How does a human being write a piece of music that literally you can hear angels?
It completely takes me away. It's so soulful.
These pieces of music are very much about reaching a kind of state of, like, transcendence and escapism. It's just so wonderful. Every time I hear it, it feels different.
I think it's like a key to our experience, to our souls.
Just restores a sense of what matters in life.
The home of classical music. This is BBC Radio 3.
And now, at 10:30, it's time for the final edition of 2025 of the New Music Show, which is presented by Tom Service.
Hello and welcome to the New Music Show. We're in Latvia tonight at Riga's annual celebration of all things experimental, Skanumesh. Coming up, music for double bass by Ernest Vilsons. Vocal tour de force from the ever-pioneering American composer Joan LaBarbera. And a new piece for choir and electronics by the Latvian musicians Karlis Tone, Sarma Gabrinė and Ūģis Jansons Krashtins. Return to Latvia soon, but we're going east via Germany. And the clarinetist Karl Rosman playing Michael Finnissy and his piece Kölner Klarinette. Now, this is on a fabulously rich double album of Michael Finnissy's music for clarinet, piano and voice, with Nicholas Hodges on piano and Bethan Morgan Williams. This, though, is a piece for solo clarinet in A. And as Karl Rosman says, it contrasts imagined folk material with glissando lines and staccato points and a series of enigmatically repeating quarter-tone alternations in contrasting dynamics having the last word.